biker shit. As I said previously, Derby had two motorbike gangs, the Ratus and the Lupus. My head door man was Alan Millwood. He was the head door man. He got me the massive safe, which I called Cyril Smith. Alan Millwood was old school doorman. He did not take any shit, but he was completely loyal, and he never questioned what he was asked to do. Working alongside him was Tim Thornhill and another chap whose name escapes me. They were both Ratus. They did not like Alan Millwood and wanted him gone, so that they could establish themselves as in charge of the door. This would have been very useful to fellow Ratus members, having them on the door. One slight problem: how to get rid of Mr. Millwood. An incident took place involving Alan Millwood. I think it may have involved a female customer. I can't exactly remember. The two other doormen asked me to get rid of him. I said no. 2 weeks later, and numbers at the club were falling, I was presented with a petition signed by 800 customers asking for Alan Millwood to be removed or they will boycott the club. This is where I had to think carefully, and it was the most pivotal of moments in the club's history. If handled wrong, it could have meant a gang takeover of the club. I realized that 800 customers was a serious amount and that they had to get their way. I decided to get rid of all the door staff in one fell swoop. I went to Alan's home to tell him to his face. I said that in my view he should stay, but we were losing trade. I told him that in view of the situation I would get rid of all the door staff and would not have anyone bike gang dominating my door. We shook hands. He said, "You are the first person to sack me in all my working life. I feel I was lucky to come out in one piece," but he had a brain and could see what I was aiming to do. Word spread that Alan Millwood had left. Numbers went up again. Problem: I had no door staff. Everyone was asking what I was going to do about it. I asked Harley Graham. He was a Lupus. I said, "I can't have one group on the door." He gave me a phone number of someone called Izzy. Izzy lived in Burton upon Trent. I asked him if he would like to discuss the idea of managing my door and setting up an independent door team. He came up with Deck and Steve. Izzy was, and is, a straight talking down to earth chap who faces danger and gets on with the job. Deck was a boxer who was placed highly in the boxing scene. Steve was a tire fitting depot manager. This team were the hardest door in the city, but they were polite and we mannered, but when shit hit the fan they were excellent. Several Ratus had a go, but our door held strong. Customers felt safe. I could relate to Deck because of his socialist values. It was the time of the miners' strike and Deck used to go and kick coppers on the picket line, so I respected him. We would often stand on the door talking about how we hated the police and the Thatcher government. I felt confident having these people around, and so did the customers. I often went to the door to give Deck a cup of tea to find him arguing about Marxism with someone. He always used to go on about Nostradamus' theory of the end of the world. He used to say it would start in the Middle East. I reckon he got that about right. I was never quite sure about Steve. I did not talk with him too much because he used to try to intimidate me a little. The doormen were told that they must never throw anyone down the stairs. If they did, they will walk that night. I would prepare their wages and they would be off, no questions. The club was getting stupidly busy. Splodge was finding it hard to deal with the dickheads on Friday, so he left. I asked Izzy if he knew a good DJ. He said, "Yeah, try Pete Lawrence." Pete was older than our customer base. He worked at a pet shop. Pete started work on Friday nights on the payroll. Unlike most of the staff, in those days most people wanted the good old cash in hand. Pete Lawrence started up his disco night on Fridays. It was like a biker's wedding disco every week, but he was getting $550 every week. We still had a few bands to put on that we had booked before he started.